Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. The end of the year can be filled with a lot of different emotions. We can feel excited for what's to come, while also feeling nostalgic for the year that is almost over. Today, I want to share a simple activity with you that I hope can inspire you in this time of reflection. The end of the year can represent a threshold as we sit between what was and what is to come. And here, at that threshold, it's time to do something meaningful. It's time to start sowing seeds of gratitude. Whenever you sow a seed into the ground or into a pot, you are doing so much more than just sowing a seed. You are creating space for something new and beautiful to grow, and you are creating the possibility for life. The same is true of gratitude. Whenever we choose to be grateful, it's not just a fleeting act that gets lost in changing winds. Being grateful is a means of being present in our lives and acknowledging all of the good that surrounds us. To express gratitude is to sow a seed, which is one of the most important steps you need to nurture something beautiful into life. What better way to end the year and get ready for a new one than with gratitude? Below, you'll find a few phrases that I like to call gratitude seeds. You can come up with your own in addition to the ones below, but these are just a few to help you get started. They are simple phrases that you can begin sowing right away. It's important to practice gratitude in our day-to-day life so we can watch our gratitude grow. When we begin to grow in our awareness of what is good and beautiful right where we are, we begin to grow as people too. Before we begin, it's important to note that while these are of quite a few statements, the point isn't to make sense of them all right away in real time. The point of this is to listen as you go through the list and take notice of the ones that speak to you. Which statements stand out the most? Which ones resonate? How might you be surprised by what sticks with you? In addition to going over the list in this episode, I've also linked a blog post in the show notes so you can go back and read through them later on. Without further ado, here's the list of gratitude seeds. And remember, all you have to do is listen. I am grateful for the breath I breathe. I am grateful for the wisdom I have gathered. I am grateful for grace. I am grateful for the beauty that is present right here and right now. I am grateful for the opportunity to grow right here where I am. I am grateful for the doors that have opened for me. I am grateful for what the closed doors have taught me. I am grateful for the lessons that I've learned. I am grateful when my basic needs are met. I am grateful when my deeper needs are met. I am grateful for my creativity. I am grateful for the people I call family. I am grateful that I am not alone in this world. I am grateful for the love that I receive and give. I am grateful for the chance to listen and be listened to. I am grateful for good laughs. I am grateful for warm tea. I am grateful for space to rest. I am grateful for the time to sleep. I am grateful for the ways I've grown over the past year. I am grateful for the ways I've grown over the past decade. I am grateful for kind, generous souls in the world, even the ones I may never know. I am grateful for people who act on empathy and take action in pursuit of justice. I am grateful for people who warm up the room with their humor. I am grateful for people who put time into study and research. I am grateful for people in my community who care about making a difference. I am grateful that I get to be a human and connect with the world around me. I am grateful that I get to be a part of something bigger than me. I am grateful for opportunities to act on faith. I am grateful for opportunities to act on hope. I am grateful for opportunities to grow in grace. I am grateful for opportunities to grow in love. I am grateful for opportunities to practice peace. Though this list is long, it is not exhaustive. And over the coming days, it will be important for you to add your own statements as well, as adjust any that didn't work for you. These seeds are simply the ones that came to me as I sat with the phrase, I am grateful, for about 30 minutes. And as you go about your day, whether you have 30 minutes or 30 seconds, give yourself permission to say, I am grateful throughout it. It's important to remember that practicing gratitude doesn't mean that we have to be grateful for every single thing in our lives at every second of the day. There will be some days where gratitude feels hard or inaccessible, and that is perfectly okay. Practicing gratitude is just another way of being present in our lives and noticing and nurturing what is good so it can continue to grow. So take a deep breath and remember, it's okay to start small. Start with a single gratitude seed and see what it can become. Whether you say it in the morning when you wake up, or in the evening when you lay down to sleep. Here's to practicing gratitude one day at a time. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. Which of the gratitude seeds stood out to you the most and why? Sounds kind of weird to say. Because Happy New Year.